to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Everyone, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and here I am, yep, in the flesh, joining you right now because we've got an incredible show for you today. How you doing, Benny?
I'm excellent. I'm just waving in my guests here, too. So what's going on there, Pistol Pack and Patty?
Hey, you know what? Just more things than you can even imagine.
I doubt it.
I'm telling you, life is really, really good.
Cool.
Well, we've got a great show planned for you today because guess what? The panel is in the house.
The panel. Dun, dun, dun. I know I should have like some big old like sound effect come in.
We should have music.
The panel. We should have like a
what
super
a panel sound
effect.
Like?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Dun, dun, Tim's got a good point. Dun. What does a panel sound like?
The panel. Well, I'll tell you what the panel sounds like. The panel sounds like three individuals that have committed their lives to health and wellness and have decided to take their message out into the world in a way that enables you and me and everyone else listening to this show to take action on their own behalf and to know that you and I and all of us can live an incredibly long life in the lifestyle that we desire. And so the panel, as I call them, or the health and wellness panel, is here today, consists of Angela Piper, Tim Pyfers, Dr. Scott Lynch, and today joining us on for a very special show is Dr. Chad Nelson. And so today, these three individuals are going to step into the arena and talk about what stress is, what it isn't, and what each and every one of us needs to do. Now, let me just give you a little information about each of these folks so you get a sense of who they are. You were introduced to them a couple of weeks ago as they did their first show together. And the coming of it, you know, coming to the Dr. Pat Show was very important. It's important for me because we had been talking about putting a panel together which talks about different aspects of healing and covers important issues right now for us. Angela Piper, as I said, is one of the panelists. She is a phenomenon in the world of nutrition, a certified nutritionist in Washington State. She has created the Nourished Nation, the Nourished Body, and she works with countless people to help them understand that what this is about is learning and then doing about the positive relationship with food. Nutrition is a crucial component of a healthy lifestyle, and she has helped people step into the knowledge and the power to change their lives. We're going to talk more about Angela and the work that she's done. She volunteers many, many places. She is a powerhouse in the message on nutrition, not just about what it means to know and learn this, but how you can take action right now. This is not something she does as a sideline. This is a passion. And then of course, Dr. Scott's not joining us today, but, you know, Tim Pyfers, who is part of the panel and brings together the conversation around homeopathy, is someone who you've heard on the show before, helping people step in to the healing power within their bodies, what they know they have. And he has been practicing this modality of healing for quite some time. He comes to the table talking about what it means to have simplicity in healing as well as the power and the knowledge of ancient modality. And so with the combination now joining us today, is Dr. Chad Nelson. He is bringing us, rounding the panel out today, a story about stress, his life, and what each and every one of us needs to know so that we can make sure that we don't fool around with health health and wellness and get right on the table today. So welcome all of you to the show.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Now, you know, let's start out with one of the, Angela, every time you're coming on the show, you have been challenged to bring a special recipe and a special dish.
I am, yes.
Challenge.
And I did. It was a challenge at 10 minutes at max. So.
It's never a challenge.
It is never a challenge. I always find something very healthy to bring. And today I brought a fava and garbanzo bean salad. And it's amazing. It's only 5 or 6 ingredients. You throw it together in less than 10 minutes. And it's got incredibly healthy protein, fiber, very tasty. Say.
Are you posting this on your website
or posting this on
Dr. Pat's?
Posting this on my website.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, and
good.
She's sending the recipes to us as well because
yes.
We're going to, you know, create a page for that.
I would love that.
To put those up. And so, you know, the topic today is stress.
Mm-hmm.
And the question that one has to ask is, why is this been such an important topic over the past couple decades, and why do you believe that, at least in this country, if you believe this, we as Americans are doing such a really poor job on managing stress?
I'd say we're doing a horrible job on managing stress, and especially over the last couple decades, as the information technology has progressed, we've become more and more burdened. It's like we have everything at our fingertips, but now we have to answer email, text. There's all these to-do lists that we have. Jobs are, you know, you take all your work home with you. You take your work home on weekends. You have to run your kids everywhere. And, I mean, if you really look at the indications that you're overstressed, I think this will speak to a lot of your listeners. If your energy lags during the day, if you feel emotionally unbalanced much of the time, you sleep poorly, maybe even less than 7 hours a night. You can't lose excess weight even if you're dieting. You use caffeine and carbohydrates as pick-me-ups. All of those are red flags that you're overstressed. And I think every person listening is like, ooh, I do that. And it's interesting to me because those are all symptoms that your health may be in jeopardy, and yet we're ignoring them. And I think
What you're saying, Angela, I think is extremely important. I mean, we've now had research on stress that has, you know, captivated us as Americans,
mm-hmm.
and captivated people all over the world. Corporations now even understand the importance of I don't even know if managing stress is the right terminology.
Stress
but
management,
what have we learned, I mean, in the past decade about stress and about what people consider to be the ways to approach this that work and some that don't?
Mm-hmm. I think what works is really taking stock of the stress you're under and how you can reduce it. I mean, you have to look at how your body's reacting to it. And if you did catch or see any of the familiar symptoms and what I was just, you know, listing out, you need to look at each of those and say, how can I reduce stress in my life? One thing that I use in my practice is a kind of a timetable, and I have people write down over a week what they do from the moment they get up to the moment they go to bed. And then they can look and see what stays, what goes, you know, what's most important, maybe where they can get some help throughout the week to unburden themselves.
All right.
That seems to help.
Exactly. Let's go around the panel and find out from each of you what your take is on stress in America right now or throughout the world. And let's check in with each of you. Tim, how about you?
Stress is, I find it to be a really fascinating phenomenon. And, you know, it's something we've had since the human race began. You know, the stress of farming, the stress of, something chasing you, a wild beastie. I don't get a sense that it's incredibly different. I mean, it is incredibly different now. I mean, it's for sure.
Chronic. That's the difference.
It's chronic,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And it's just a part of our society now. But what I find so interesting is that from a stress perspective, we have to look at what is the chronic disease at this time right now. In this last 10, 20, 30, 40 years, we have cancer now. And cancer, in my perspective, is all about out of control, all about chaos. I mean, think of a tumor. A tumor is really undifferentiated cells taking over. And so if we look at the macro and the micro, you have this idea of stress, and then you have this physical manifestation coming as out of control. So there's a very interesting, and you know, each generation or each 100 years has its own disease, it's a big disease. And we're, for us right now, it's cancer.
And heart disease. Yeah.
And heart disease.
Yeah.
The big C. I think that's the big fear that everyone has is living.
This is really something that, I'm acutely aware of this.
Yeah.
Having been awakened this morning at a very early hour with a phone call of something that, seems to be a problem. Mm. And then how I respond to that. How about Dr. Nelson?
Well, hi there, Pat. I think Tim was correct in saying, back years ago, we used to have much more bouts of acute stress, and acute stress is something that our body can handle and is actually what we're able to adapt to. But our society now lives in a chronically stressed environment, being stressed out physically, chemically, and emotionally. And I think identifying in those different areas just where our stress is coming from, and to actually get at the root cause of some of these diseases that we're talking about are now, the research shows us that they're lifestyle related. They're not per se so much genetic as we thought, and more lifestyle related. So we need to start recognizing different areas in our life where the stress is coming from and start to deal with it at that point.
Well, this is an exciting show today. We're talking about stress and how to get yourself away from that, away that field, and move into a calm state of being. Right now, today, we have our health and wellness panel joining us, Dr. Chad Nelson, filling in for Dr. Scott Lynch, Angela Pfeiffer, one of the leading nutritionists in our area, and we're grateful for that, and Tim Pfeiffer is bringing a new conversation to the table about homeopathy. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with the show. Lots more to talk about with this incredible panel. We'll be right back.
Clothing to change your world. Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn all about Creo Mundi, a unique brand that's going to rock this planet. Utilizing the frequencies and positive words on the inside of clothing, Creo Mundi can really help you create your own universe and tap into the law of attraction. Like attracts like at creomundi.com. CREOMUNDI. That's creomundi.com. Essentia Water, the ultimate drinking water, is free of sugars, artificial sweeteners, and colors. Essentia Water actually does something good for your body. It hydrates your body more efficiently. Its smooth, silky taste provides an abundant supply of active hydrogen and antioxidants to prevent cell damage caused by free radicals. Essentia Water does more than quench your thirst. Available health food and natural food sections of major grocery stores. Essentia Water. Ask for it.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott of Crown Hill Chiropractic in Seattle, your center for maximized living. Wellness is much more than being free of illness. It's about optimal living in all aspects of life. Our Maximized Living team provides a safe, healing environment while helping individuals express their true divine potential through chiropractic care and wellness coaching. For more information on achieving wellness, visit us at crownhillchiropractic.com or give us a call at 206-782-8800.
Harvest of the Heart invites you to give yourself the gift of 3 days in a gorgeous Whidbey Island retreat setting to reconnect with the song your heart is singing, with the passion that can take your life to new horizons. From September 7th through the 9th, your soul family will gather to support you in this journey of self-discovery as you restore and revision your life. The affordable $465 fee includes 3 days of guided exploration, lodging, and 5 meals. To register, visit harvestoftheheart.com, the path to self-discovery, or call 206-612-3011.
Bay Pellegrini offering small group sojourns to sacred sites around the world. We'll walk the pilgrim paths of Europe and experience revered places that lifted the hearts of saints, peasants, and kings. The Camino de Santiago, the dwellings of Mary Magdalene, the labyrinths of France. Join a special tour this fall with Margaret Starbird, renowned author of The Woman with the Alabaster Jar. Call 877-377-3557 or visit baypellegrini.com. That's BEIPELLEGRINI.
Got a question about real estate or home loans? Is it a buyer's market? Is it a seller's market? What about home loans and refinance? Need someone you can trust to answer your questions and understand the newest trends? You can trust Dennis Sikowski, a realtor and loan expert for 10 years, helping people all over the Puget Sound walk through the biggest purchases of their lives. Call Dennis for a professional analysis and get real honest answers. 425 425- 425-238-3612. That's 425-238-3612.
Remember, you're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you that this is an incredible conversation with Angela Pfeiffer, Tim Ticehurst, and Dr. Chad Nelson joining us today. Angela and Tim are part of the regular panel we do along with Dr. Scott Lynch, and Dr. Chad Nelson is joining us today, filling in on an incredible conversation about stress and how to move away from that constant state of tension that many of us live in, day out. It's not like folks even get relief anymore unless we figure out how to do it. I want to thank the panel again for joining us today. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, let's start to talk a little bit about, you know, the conversation that we started earlier. Let's continue with this and really get underneath some of the critical issues that are happening in the world with stress, but more importantly, what we see as behavioral manifestations and how this all affects our lives. Angela, why don't you start off talking about this from your perspective?
Sure, absolutely. For me, stress isn't being addressed at all. We're not looking at ways to reduce it. We're not looking at ways to make our lives better so we are healthier beings. We're looking at ways to reduce the symptoms. And the pharmaceutical companies are, you know, very happy to do this for us with antacids, antidepressants, and sleep aids. You know, antacids were over $10 billion was spent on antacids in 2006. But it might interest everyone to know that less than 1.5% of the American population actually produces too much acid. So if you're having, you know, acidic issues and you're having acid reflux, and then you go and you put an antacid on it, you're actually going to lower the amount of nutrients that you're intaking into your body, furthering the effects of stress and, you know, really impacting your health. Antacids can lead to autoimmune diseases. They can lead to diabetes. And really, if you think of that, your digestive system being the gateway to your body, when you suppress the acids in your stomach, it can't break down the foods that you're sending through. You don't absorb the nutrients that you need. And think of all the pathways that are hindered with that. I mean, it really is just the start. Antidepressants, I'm sure we're all depressed. We're really stressed. it's no wonder. But then you take antidepressants and they make you gain weight. They interfere with your sleep and they decrease sexual function, which all of those three don't sound very fun to me. Yet, you know, I think they said 11% of women and 5% of men currently are on antidepressants in the United States, which is a very large population, absolutely large. And then sleep aids. If you really listen to the commercials that are on TV, they normalize the fact that Americans are not getting enough sleep. You know, I think they say something like 7 out of 10 report sleep interruptions like 65 or 75% of the time. And they normalize and they say, you're just like everybody else, so here's a pill. We're going to help you sleep. Instead of saying, look, you know, as a nation, where are we going? Mm-hmm. If we don't pull back and address this now, where are we going and what is it going to do to our kids? Because I have to tell you, the kids watch us to see how we adapt to stress, to see how we deal with stress. And if we don't teach them to put themselves first, to focus on their health, to be healthy, whole beings, they're going to grow up and the cycle is going to continue mm-hmm. and perpetuate.
Well, we are definitely putting out some information, whether it's behaviorally or just in plain raw data, that creates this level of stress as normality. You know, what you said is really important, Angela, in that, you know, we're absolutely changing what is, quote, normal.
Yes.
And yet normal in terms of the level of stress that we handle every day is counter to our health and well-being.
Yes, absolutely. And if you ask anybody how they're doing, they're like, I'm fine. I'm fine. I can handle it. And every year you take on more, and then you feel like you acclimated, and you take on more, and you feel like you acclimated, and there's not enough hours in the day. There just isn't. Mm-hmm. I think we put a lot of weight on this society of being selfless, where we give and give and give until there's nothing left for us and we're completely
right.
drained. And then when something happens to our health, we don't understand. We're like, I'm stronger than this. And it's a really slippery slope. Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
We learned to suck it up. And Angela, you're going to be coming back from a nutritional point of view, and you're going to be helping us a little bit. A lot, actually,
yes.
about how what we put in our bodies, either helps or relieves stress or causes it to accelerate, shoot out of the roof, actually.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, Tim,
yeah.
from your point of view, and we were joking about this during the break, all of us have very, very busy lives. Just putting this panel together was an accomplishment in
mm-hmm.
itself.
Yeah,
and we get to choose whether or not we live on the edge of stress or we live on the edge of ease and grace.
Right.
And so from your perspective and what you see, what would you be able to say about the conditions of people right now?
Well, stress is all around. Stress is everywhere. We can't get away from it. It'll always be. It's just the reaction of how individuals express it. This is what becomes very paramount in my work is that, say you put someone through stress A and stress B, stress C, they're all going to have different expressions of it. So in that way, we're all very unique, very, very individualized, very specialized in how we manifest and express a stress. And so the symptoms of this become an illness. It becomes a mental state. It becomes a physical state as well. So, and all of these states are very... they're not fun, but they can all be very different and very individual to the person. And this is what we do in homeopathy is that we're really looking at the person. How do you develop symptoms? The stress may be exactly the same, but 10 people might have the same exact stress, but they all are manifesting incredibly differently.
Mm-hmm.
And then I find homeopathic remedies that fit precisely where they're at. So for an asthmatic, they might struggle with getting air 10 different ways. Or for someone who feels that they are ugly, they might have self-image issues, and they might express it in 10 different ways, 10 different people in 10 different ways. And so then they might all need, 10 different homeopathic remedies to help them. So in that way, it's very individual, very expressed differently. And we're looking at the beauty of someone, exactly who they are.
Well, and this is why we put this panel together, because when we hear the topic stress out in the world, and I think we'll all talk about this later on, we immediately go to that place where we want to provide a generic solution.
Mm-hmm.
But as we know, this is not the case. And, Dr. Chad, this in your work, what Tim said is extremely important. It is not a one-size-fits-all when people walk in the door to talk with you.
No, it's not. In fact, we try to take a look at the individual as well and what's going on in their life and where stress may be manifesting in them. And we try to also look at not only just chiropractically and structurally wise, but we're listening to them about kind of chemically what foods are they putting in, what are some of their habits they have, what kind of stresses they have at work, financial, whatever else it might be, because all that's being expressed through their nervous system, and that's expressing through their body. And chiropractic's approach is we're going to take a look at their spine to see if there's any lack of motion or movement in the spine, because when there's lack of motion and movement in the spine, nerve function gets decreased, and we can't express ourselves and our innate as best as we can. And what's interesting to note is when we do have lack of motion or movement, there's pathways that go up into the brain. It's the same part of the brain that gets stimulated as if when we have a negative thought, a negative internal dialogue. So that puts stress on the body. So the more the time frame that we're sitting with a spine that's not moving well, the more stress is constantly repeating on our body without us even really being aware of that. And then also when we get proper motion and proper movement back in the spine, then we have the pathways of a positive thought, a happy feeling. So we're looking at giving the person more motion to get more better nerve function so they can adapt to their environment to the best of their abilities. So that's our chiropractic approach.
Well, I mean, you know, this is the way that I think we are looking at this, is getting to that place where we adapt and don't mutate. I mean, there's a difference between adaptation and mutation. And the reason that I bring that up is we're doing some phenomenally strange things in our bodies as a result of stress. I mean, don't you think?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
We've become captive animals.
It's pretty incredible. I think, Tim, you mentioned earlier that, you know, stress existed from whatever, whether you're, you know, running away from a dinosaur or something that's trying to eat you. I don't know.
Right, well, exactly.
Exactly. And it's acute demands, and our bodies can handle it, and then we have rest after. But now we're under such chronic stress, and I think that's what almost normalizes it, because you don't realize your heart's bumping, your adrenaline's up, you're fatigued, you're tired, you're constantly under that state where you just think, this is normal, this is my life, it is what it is, everyone else is stressed too.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, we've talked a lot about stress this segment. When we come back from break, we're going to be talking a lot about how to get some relief, how to actually create incredible change in your life. You know, this is not just a conversation about an industry where we're spending $57 billion a year for stress-related issues. This is a conversation with three of the leading people in the field, Angela Pfeiffer, Tim Tysers, and Dr. Chad Nelson. When we come back, we'll be giving you solutions and lots more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Renowned women's wellness pioneer Dr. Christiane Northrup will share her cutting-edge ideas in her new upbeat and eye-opening tour, Menopause and Beyond. Learn how to prevent hot flashes, calm your mood swings, lose weight, and have the best sex after menopause. Remember, when menopause comes knocking at your door, it's time to say, bring it on. See Dr. Northrup in a city near you this fall. For tickets, visit drnorthrup.com.
What does it take to feel young again? To be filled with vitality, to wake up feeling clear and refreshed, to live without allergies. More and more Americans are wondering if it's even possible. Founder of the Life Force Center in Los Angeles, Dr. Jeffrey McCombs, has been researching, developing, and refining a unique system that doctors and patients from around the world are saying offers them all of this and more. Visit lifeforceplan.com or call 1-888-236-7780.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat Basile of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm pleased to invite you to the Wisdom Festival Conference and Exposition being held September 15th and 16th on the San Francisco waterfront at Fort Mason Center's Herbst Pavilion. The Wisdom Festival brings together cutting-edge speakers and lecturers, so join us as we explore the wide variety of modern and ancient wisdom teachings. Go to wisdomfestival.com or call 800-367-5777 for more information. Ready to put cancer behind you? Clarify your purpose in life after a cancer diagnosis. Learn new tools and take back your life. Rekindle your spirit and find support in peaceful Hawaii. Join our next retreat with Dr. Jean Ochterberg, Karen Cook, and Lou Whitney at Kokalulu's Cancer Aftercare Retreat Center on the island of Hawaii, September 30th through October 12th. Space is limited, so call now, 808-889-9893 or visit cancer-retreats.org. Aloha.
For 30 years, Carlson Laboratories has been committed to providing only the finest 100% natural source, 100% potency vitamin E. From the start, Carlson has worked closely with doctors Evan and Wilford Shute, pioneers in using vitamin E clinically and founders of the Shute Institute in Canada. The Shute Institute knows the importance of recommending only the highest quality vitamin E to their patients. Carlson is the world's leader in natural source vitamin E products. Look to Carlson for the most complete line of vitamin E products, including soft gels, capsules, and tablets, providing vitamin E in a variety of dosages from 30 to 1,200 international units. Plus, Carlson's creams, ointments, lip care, spray, soaps, and shampoo provide vitamin E for personal care. Look for Carlson Vitamin E at finer health food stores across the country.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back. And you know what? You can beat it. Absolutely. We're here with a panel of experts.
Or is it eat it?
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Yeah, all
the Weird Al Yankovic reference.
Yes.
I love it. I think anybody remember that song.
Did I just date myself?
Yeah.
Awesome.
That was awesome.
There we go. We know what Angela Lee's listening to. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And if you want to find out more about us, check us out on the website, www.drpatshow.com, drpatshow.com. We've got thousands of archives up there, and we know that you love them because you're listening to them 24/7. So thank you for tuning in. Today, you're joined by an incredible panel that is taking wellness to a whole new level. Angela Pfeiffer joining us today, one of the leading nutritionists around. Tim Ticehurst bringing a new conversation about homeopathy, and filling in for Dr. Scott Lynch is Dr. Chad Nelson, talking about the healing powers of chiropractic and wellness and beyond. And so we're taking on the topic of stress from the perspectives of these three individuals, what it is and what you can do to change your life. And so, Angela, I mean, part of the conversation is, yes, it's stressful, and there are solutions. And I know you work with countless people about this every day.
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'd love to. For me, the solution, I think even following what Tim said, it's completely customized and individual. You really need to put yourself first, number one, is realizing that your health and your wellness is a number one. And until you're at peace with that, you don't have anything left to give anyone else. You can't continue to be drained and still be in good health. So in putting yourself first, you really take stock of where you're at. When I work with someone, I have them food journal and really kind of give me a rundown of their day every single day for about a week. I need to see where they're at, and then we start improving from there. I think, and we were talking about this before the show started, it can be very overwhelming looking at your life and thinking you have to make all these drastic changes when you can just look at your life and simply make some small changes and work with those over time. Make some small changes, work for those over time. That's going to give you the long-term results and success that you're looking for, and it doesn't have to be an all or nothing. And I mean, we're talking about stress and food and health. I mean, they're so intertwined. And as we become more and more stressed, we eat less and less consistently. We're rushed when we eat. We eat fast food, you know, not chewing thoroughly. We were talking about that on the break, and it's so true. You're wolfing food down as you're answering your phone or driving in the car or grabbing something or not grabbing something on the way to work. And you're not eating healthy foods. And yet, even if you look at the supplement industry, people think they can take a couple handfuls of supplements and kind of band-aid the whole you know, lifestyle approach and think that they're doing something for themselves. And if you don't start with whole healthy foods, eating consistently throughout the day, I don't know that you're going to get the effects that you want. And it doesn't have to be so hard. I think that's the main thing. I hear time and time again from the patients that I work with that every one of them says it's easy. I can do this. I'm not hungry all the time. I can focus on everything else because I'm not focused on food. You know, it's definitely a non-diet approach. And that's what's important. You have to just simply look at where you're at, how you can improve, and start making some small changes. And that doesn't seem to be so overwhelming to people. But I think with all the diets that are out there and all the information that our mothers, brothers, sisters, and coworkers try to give us, it's the drastic. We need to nurture ourselves a little more and realize we are all that 5-year-old child that doesn't like to change their habits and routines and will hold on to those very dearly if challenged. And so moving that child into just some small changes usually helps. Definitely helps.
Well, I mean, and this is what we're talking about. We're talking about this not being a problem that we have to be stressed over. You know what I'm saying? There is an actual solution here.
And yeah. Absolutely. And
we're stressing over being stressed.
I know. Yeah. No, it's true. And I hear it. Actually, what I hear coming out with a lot of people is, you know, oh, I need to work with you. I have to call you. Oh, I need this in my life.
Exactly.
I'll call you in the fall when things calm down. Calm. Oh, what about when the kids go back
classic.
To school?
Yeah.
Oh, what about, it's like, look, if you can't do it now, there's a dissociation there. Mm-hmm. There really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And so this is, you know, we're laying this out for everyone. And, you know, we're going to be talking about when we come back later on in the show, we're going to be talking about very specifically what you all, as listening to the show, are willing to do in your lives. You know, Tim, how about you? From your perspective, you see it show up in many, many different ways. And, you know, mm-hmm. right in front of you, you have somebody that you're looking at that has a chronic something or other going on, and yet you know that that's really a symptom.
It's just a symptom. It's just a symptom of their state, where they're at in their life, you know, and it's so varied, so individual. It really is amazing. It's truly beautiful when someone walks into my office and just says their thing, says their story, because it's so from them. It's gorgeous. It's lovely. I mean, I don't mean to, you know, belittle it, but when someone really cracks open and says their thing, and, you know, I'm always amazed that someone comes into my door. I'm like, hi, how are you? You know, and, you know, I'm sure it's the same with everyone. It's like what Angela was just talking about, like, what motivates someone to really come in?
Well, and it's not belittling it at all. I think it's so profound when somebody sits down and just opens up and says everything that's going on
says
with them.
Their thing.
And you realize that you can help them,
mm-hmm.
and it's easier than they think.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you just want to reach out. I mean, I think this is why we're all in practices like we are. My heart just leaps when
completely,
I help someone.
Completely. It's a really profound moment when someone says their stuff. And for me, getting down deeper into the core crux of what's happening. And for me, it's energetic. And, you know, all three of us work on different levels, but they're all foundational.
Mm-hmm.
Angela's working foundational with diet. Chad is working foundational with structure. And I'm working foundational with energy. You know, the energetic,
that's so beautiful.
The energetic state of someone, which, you know, motivates them, animates them, does what they do. So from my perspective, it's a beautiful process when someone really is motivated. And I think that's the key. What's your motivation? You know, mm-hmm. are you willing to live with this forever? Or do you want to make some changes? And big changes aren't that hard.
Mm-mm.
Maybe they are. You know, little ones are fine too. But
well,
you know,
we're going to see if we can get Benny to chew his food. That would be, you know, change number one.
Yeah.
I think we could all benefit from that.
You definitely.
And you know, this is really about creating foundations. That's why this panel is so important. And you know, Dr. Chad, we were talking, and I think Tim just mentioned, you know, that the foundation you work with is structure, and I hadn't really thought about it like that.
Yeah, when someone comes into our office, you know, they usually come in because of a symptom, and it's an underlying cause that once we kind of can go through and kind of discuss with them and have them share their story with us and really ask the right questions to get them to realize that this has probably been a problem that's been coming on for some time. It just didn't happen mm-hmm. over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Very much I like to use analogies in my office, and so kind of like to get into people to realize that the state of their spine is very much the state of like a tooth that's a toothache. It's having tooth decay. The decay didn't get in there just overnight. It's been a slow process building up. And now we've reached a crisis mode to where now their health becomes the priority, and then also we want to help work with them on, like Angela said, that we got to think progression and not perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Healing's a process that takes time. Then nothing's going to happen just overnight. We want to make slow improvements over time. That's what's going to make lifestyle changes, and trying to make things that they can do that are easy for them to do, like you know, walking just a little bit during the day, maybe drinking some more water, all things that can help their body function at a higher level. So I think the big thing is people do feel overwhelmed. They don't know where to begin because they know that they're getting stressed at work. They're being too inactive. It's affecting them in all areas of their life.
Mm-hmm.
So we just need to to slowly start to walk them and guide them on the right path to start looking at their life, how they want their life in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, how they want to really live the rest of their life, what's the quality that they want to live, and go from there.
I think part of it, too, is the the progression, not perfection. Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing in helping people. And I think, too, the overwhelming part is that there's so much misinformation out there that maybe they've tried things in the past and they felt dismal failures because of them, and it's not really an expert holding their hand and walking them through something.
Right, and I don't think they realize just how slow little changes actually can make a big impact
right.
down the road. Like, for instance, you know, they want to go have a potato chip, and there's an apple sitting there.
Yeah.
Hey, if you never have apples or fruit, you know, if you have the potato chip and an apple, that's an improvement. You know, it's
true.
Not, well, we'll get you the rest of the way, but that's slow
sure.
improvements over time.
And what Chad and I were talking about before is if they reach for the potato chip and think that they should have had an apple, it's like, whoo, hey, that's step number one.
That is step number one. It is step number one. And one of the things that I want to mention is that, you know, even though we're saying that, and I think some of the things I heard you say was change doesn't happen overnight. But let me just mention to you that when you all talk about, implementing a change, just like you just said, Angela,
yes.
when you reach for the potato chip and you think, wait a minute, I should be reaching for the apple,
yes.
that's the level of awareness that you did not have.
Yes.
And
correct. So that's part of the process.
Yeah.
I mean, much of this has to do with how people can create the change right now. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we've got some more stuff for you, some solutions to stress from our health panel. We'll be right back.
Genesis Today, a world leader in 100% pure therapeutic juices with absolutely nothing added except pure goodness. Genesis Today harnesses thousands of years of ancient healing wisdom for your benefit. We don't sell products. We offer complete nutritional building programs which encourage health on all levels. Genesis Today, combining age-old tradition medicines with modern-day science. Visit us today at genesistoday.com. That's genesistoday.com.
This is your peak living tip of the day. To start each day at your peak, practice the law of firsts. Your first thought, first action, and first emotion determine how great your day will be. Upon waking, think a positive, healing thought. Take in a deep breath for your first action, and feel joy and gratitude. Start each day at your peak. Visit peaklivingforum.com. That's peaklivingforum.com. For more tips on peak living, this has been your peak living tip of the day.
Do you dream of helping to create a more vibrant, healthy world? Study a healthcare method that is gentle, safe, and effective. Homeopathy has been the choice of progressive doctors and other holistic healers and their patients for over 200 years. Its success in major epidemics worldwide is well documented. Contact the Homeopathic Community School of Seattle at homeocommunityschool.com or call Lucy at 425-672-4485.
The Empowerment Partnership, empowering the lives of thousands of people around the world just like you. Their mission is to empower you with an understanding of what makes you and others tick and to teach you the tools and techniques that will unlock your hidden gifts. The Empowerment Partnership, whatever you think you are, you're more than that. To learn more, call 1-800-800-MIND or go to NLP.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show to receive a special discount.
You've heard of The Secret. Now get the tools behind The Secret to create the life you want. 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business teaches powerful principles to easily create a flourishing, successful business and life. You'll learn how we're always creating with our energy, feelings, thoughts, timing, and environment. Taught by Madeline Gerwick, this telecourse starts September 20th. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 877-524-8300 or go to PolarisBusinessGuides.com.
Can a credit card be used for positive change? The Enlightenment Card has and is established with over 1,100 socially conscious reward partners. Whether your points are redeemed to support a charity, to further personal growth in a workshop, retreat, or yoga class, or if you use points to buy organic products, now you can rest assured knowing your monies and reward points are going to support those companies who are working to make a difference in the world. Join the community at enlightenmentcard.com.
Following the herd is fine until they lead you off a cliff. Think for yourself. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. As we dance by the moonlight, can't you see? You're my delight.
Lady, I just feel like I won't get. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm so thrilled about today's conversation, how you can de-stress your life, so to speak. Angela Pfeiffer joining us today, as well as Tim Tysers and Dr. Chad Nelson. This is our health and wellness panel, and each, twice a month, we actually bring a conversation to you to provide not only awareness and information, but solutions, and that's what this segment is about. Let's go around the panel and find out what people can do right now to relieve themselves of whatever stress is happening in this moment. Who'd like to start?
Well, one of the things that I like to, there's the big eye.
And this is Tim, right?
This is Tim. one of the things that I really espouse in my life, and I really never tell a client to do anything. I'm really waiting for them to, you know, really it coming from them, what they need to do inherently, innately, what they need. But one thing that I can suggest to everyone is really just to sit down, breathe, and just be as you are. You know, there's really nothing wrong with anyone. Just be as you are. This is all that's needed. That's all.
It's very profound.
I think that's a good point, Tim. We talk in our office, this is Dr. Chad, by the way, that if we can build in what we call maybe a power down, mm-hmm. 2 to 5 times throughout the day, just 2 to 5 minutes of just relaxing,
cool.
Just kind of, you'll be amazed at what that does to the productivity, the stress, mm-hmm. you know, the fatigue that we endure, you know, from my aspect, being that I'm all about kind of movement, mm-hmm. I would think something that we can do definitely is we can take a brisk walk for 30 minutes a day, each day or for at least 4 times a week, because not only will that get your endorphins going, but it works all their muscle groups, and it also helps to decrease your cortisol, which is a stress hormone. Mm-hmm. Levels right there. And if you're not able to walk at this moment, you know, another good thing you can do is drink water. I found that a lot of people are dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're just even 2 to 4% dehydrated, what that means on our cells in our body is they're only working at 20 to 40% less than what they should. So we should need to drink the adequate amount of water. And that's something to not start. You don't have to get that all done in one day, but just work up towards it. And what I found to be, through my research, looking at the adequate water, everyone says 8 to 12 glasses, but what we have found is, because we're all different body types, all different sizes, it's really going to be half your body weight in ounces is the amount of correct water that you need to intake.
Right. And you can do that gradually to keep yourself from having to go to the bathroom every 2 seconds.
Correctly. Gradually. Yes.
If you realize you're only drinking 2 glasses of water a day, go to 3 for a couple and then go to 4 for a couple, you know, work it up gradually. But I've had people do the all or nothing approach with a huge jug on their desk and they're in the bathroom every 2 seconds and then they're done. Because it's such a...
it's not a lasting change.
Yeah, forget it.
See, yeah, slowly.
Well, yes. Because they see this sort of, I'm not used to going to the bathroom regularly. And so now I'm drinking all this water, and now I'm stressed out because I'm not at my desk 24-7.
Yes. Yep, no, absolutely.
But it gets them moving, and that's good.
Yes. Oh, I love it. We now got how many more steps in going back to the bathroom? I see how you work here. Nice. Very, very nice.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Well, all of this is part of creating positive change. And, Angela, I think you said before, you have to start somewhere.
Absolutely,
and,
yes.
And even though folks may think these are incremental changes, you've heard them before, this is a year of action for me. And so the action that we're talking about is picking one of these things that you're hearing today and do something. I mean, if you grab for that potato chip bag, at least be aware and say, you know what, I should really be eating this apple as you're taking the potato chip. But the point is, you've got to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And starting is a way to get us on the path to health and wellness. I mean, that's what we're really talking about today.
It is, absolutely. And, you know, and for me, in working with my patients, I look at a couple things. I mean, I've worked with some people that are so stressed, and at the end of an hour and a half intake, I set my clipboard down and I said, the only thing we're going to work on is getting you to sleep more. And they look at me and they're like, what? You're going to give me a meal plan? I'm like, no, because if you're only sleeping 4 or 5 hours a night and it's not consistent deep sleep, it won't matter what we're feeding you because you're going to reach for the simple carbs. You're not going to eat well. It really sets the whole body up the entire day to be cranky and irritable and, you know, reach for caffeine and simple carbs. Two things you can do today. Make sure you're eating consistently throughout the day. And you can start in small steps in that. You know, make sure you're getting breakfast in. That is so important to set your body up for success throughout the rest of the day. Get your metabolism kickstarted and really get that mental acuity that you get from eating breakfast so you can go about your day with making some better decisions. And the other thing, we've each touched on this, is breathing. As a society, we hold our breath a lot. We shallow breathe. We don't oxygenate ourselves. And I after being told this, was driving around, realized I hold my breath at stop signs. I don't know where that's from, but I challenge every listener out there just to kind of pay attention to your breath and realize how often you shallow breathe or hold your breath as you're thinking about something and just take a moment to sit back and breathe. And this is a great tip that you can use at any moment to bring your stress level down. If you put your tongue on the roof of your mouth just behind your front teeth, leave it there and breathe in for the count of four. And then breathe out for the count of four. And as you breathe out, form an O or circle with your mouth as if you're blowing bubbles. So again, you put your tongue on the roof of your mouth. You breathe in for four. Form an O with your lips and breathe out for four. And just do that about 4 or 5 times. It doesn't take, you know, more than maybe a minute and a half. And just sit and be with yourself for a second after that and feel. Feel it. It's very calming.
That, I was just doing that, Angela. If you do that, you've got to breathe.
Yes, and it's very calming, and all of a sudden you're aware of your breath and aware of you and aware of your body, and that's really key. That awareness is key.
Okay, let's do this. I want to make sure that our listeners have your website. So, you know, let's go around the panel and give out your website, give out some information. Mm-hmm. And also, I wanted to hear one very specific thing that each of you have done to change your life personally, to relieve stress.
I can start with that. So Angela Pfeiffer, my website is thenourishedbody.com, and it's nourished like you're nourishing yourself. So the nourished, N-O-U-R-I-S-H-E-D, body.com. And there's some information about me, how to get in contact with me, the programs I offer. I work with only a few people at a time because I give really high-end support and, you know, often weekly and often daily support over a period of time with just great success. There's a lot of testimonials on there, and someone says something to me, I'm like, oh, can I write that down? It's just so life-changing, the work I do, and I love it. For me, what I do to combat stress is I get out in nature. I love Tiger Mountain is my back. I live in downtown Bellevue, but so Tiger Mountain isn't my backyard, but to me, it's like my backyard. And if I can get out in nature and actually be just away from people and with some trees, that really clean, crisp, fresh air, that just brings me down and keeps me focused.
Thank you, Angela. And thank you so much for your contribution today.
Absolutely.
And for that fabulous salad that that Benny ate when I'm back.
It wasn't just me, Pat. Everyone else here.
Benny had seconds.
All right.
Of course
Benny had seconds. Look at that.
Of course we did.
All right. Tim, how about you?
My website is homeopathyseattle.com, and I just started a new program working with people via live web consultations and phone, so I can do that all around the country and the world, really.
Very cool.
And working specifically right now with people with eczema. That's been a specialty of mine. So the one thing that really changed my little world was this book by Eckhart Tolle called The Power of Now.
Okay.
Read it.
And, you know, it was a real earth-shattering moment of just being in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really, really incredible. I think we all can get into that chicken with the head cut off. And, you know, you hear a lot of messages, but this one really was focusing it straight down to me. So that really, really changed my world. And you know, a lot of my work stems right from that. It's Live Right Here.
Excellent. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining the panel today as well. Dr. Chad, how about you?
Well, me right now, our website is www.doctorsnelson.com, and you can reach us at 425-483-5110. It's a family affair. I practice with my dad. It's a family thing. It's a nice, fun, and relaxing environment to help you reach your peak living.
All right. Thank you. Thank the panel very much for joining us today, and thank you all for listening to the show. We'll be right back here tomorrow with the Dr. Pat Show. Chris Northrup joining us. Tomorrow, we'll be right back. Thank you all so much. We'll see you again. Come out and sing some.